Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know if everybody's aware of it or not. The media really isn't covering it. Hell of a demonstration or riot or whatever you want to call it going on in Paris, France. Apparently other cities in France, too. From the videos I've been watching, or actually the live feed, there's enough demonstrators, they could demand the keys to the city, and I got a feeling they'd be handed them. The police were able to successfully hold off the attack on whatever they call the presidential palace. I'm drawing a blank. I know what it is, but I'm drawing a blank. They were able to repel them, but barely. Things are really getting interesting, and these demonstrations are spreading to Belgium and the Netherlands also. And the mainstream news media says in France it's about the extra tax on fuel. Well, folks, if it's about the extra tax on fuel, they should be holding up pictures of fuel pumps with the euro sign on it or something. But what they're doing is holding up placards of the European Union flag with a big red X through it. I don't think we're exactly getting told the truth by the mainstream media, and that's nothing new. Let's see. The circus continues in Washington, D.C. I don't think anybody has any real clue as to what's actually going to happen. We all hope that Trump is going to prevail. I think he will, but I'm not positive. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much disinformation, public opinion split about right down the middle. This country is totally divided, period. It's actually, from reading some historical things about prior to the Civil War, it looks to me like this country is more divided now than they were prior to what's called the Civil War, which was actually not a Civil War.
That would be all by design, though.
Right. So, all right, Rick and Lori, where do you guys want to go today?
Ladies first.
Hey, Lori, you on the line?
Where are the ladies? Is this ladies' night out?
No. She's here. Maybe she's having a problem like you and I did earlier with the phones.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, while we're killing time, let me talk about tangerine tea. And I know this is off subject. We can get back to the political stuff in a second. But this time of the year, they're selling what are called cuties, and there's another one. There's these little tiny oranges that are basically seedless, and you peel them. But they don't smell like an orange. They smell like a tangerine.
Okay.
Those peels, you don't throw those peels away. You can do two things. If you put those in your tea kettle, use about one or two the peels from one or two of these little tangerine-type things. It produces a very superior tea. If you don't want to do that, believe it or not, the other thing you can do, and they charge a lot of money for these, is put them in a pot with some simple syrup, which is just sugar water, and put that on load for a couple hours, and those turn into candied orange peels. And even people who really don't like sweets like those because they're sweet and bitter, and that is an excellent. There's no reason to throw those orange peels away because you can make really neat Christmas candies with those.
Right. Well, so you're right, Rick. You know, growing up in Florida, But growing up in Florida, where I did in the rural area, oranges were like free. You know, that's almost a pain in the butt cleaning up the ones you didn't, you know, pick. And we made orange candy. We made orange pies. It's orange. Actually, an orange pie is orange, lime, and grapefruit all mixed with a ton of sugar. It'd kill me if I smelled it now. But it was so delicious.
I was going to say, candied orange peels, if you've never had them, are a ton of fun. And everybody likes them. If you put them out for the holidays, you're not going to get any back. I can promise you that.
And, well, yeah, I agree. You know, once somebody tastes them, and there's several ways to do orange candy too. You know,
I only know the one way.
Well, one of them, you roll them in sugar and then syrup and then sugar again. And then you bake them in the oven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and, I can see that would probably be good. Yeah, that would be
hot.
Right?
Oh, man, it is so good.
You know that oil, everybody I think knows this, but that oil in the orange peel is used in munition primers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought that was as common as toilet paper, but yeah, that's one of the, if you've ever bent an orange peel and shot it at an open flame, it's astonishing. The way that stuff goes up. Yeah, that stuff just goes up instantly. Yeah, so they'll use that in primers and munition. So did Lori, now that she's clocked in, was she going to say something?
Lori, did you have, she's downstairs getting coffee, but she has her phone. Come on and talk to us, Lori. Say good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's staying warm. Well, at least here in Missouri, it's cold.
Yeah.
It is cold.
24 degrees right this minute.
Yeah. I am not doing the show outside right now.
No. I actually got
come on, you know you want to stay outside, Rick.
I have to go back outside soon. Yeah, I can't stay in very long.
Yeah, I woke up about 4 this morning and I was hot, so I went out and sat on the front porch for 3 minutes and that cured being hot.
That would. Not that anybody wants to hear, you know, I hate when so-called talk show hosts make personal comments, but I will say this briefly. That gigantic Labrador Retriever that's here to spot every day that I do not own spent the night here last night, and before I went to bed, I threw a Wounded Warrior blanket over him. This morning, I opened the door so he could go do his business. When I looked out a little while ago, he was gone, and so was the blanket. And I'm like, well, what the heck? So I look around the corner down the driveway, don't see anything. About a block away in the middle of the street is the Wounded Warrior blanket. He was going off into the woods to do his magic. So I had to jog down the street and get my blanket back. Anyway, I hate when people talk about personal stuff like that, but the neighbors will eventually, you know, put on the neighborhood website, has anybody lost, you know, their Wounded Warrior blanket, and why were you in the street with it? But anyway.
Maybe he was going to share the warmth.
Can you imagine the people that go by and walking down the street wrapped in a blanket? That must have been interesting.
I am watching the most surreal scene right now in Paris. All the Christmas lights are on because it's, you know, just gotten dark there. And there's riot police, protesters, armored vehicles. And it's a very surreal scene to me. Everything's lit up for Christmas.
Well, you know what they say, keep Christ in Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I've got a feeling some of them are going to meet Christ tonight, unfortunately.
Well,
it's getting bad.
They've been getting ready. No, because Paris has been getting ready for these riots. They were boarding up businesses and everything else before this started today.
Well, the businesses that didn't get boarded up, they're around Montbach and Cartier, and they're around the Arc de Triomphe, or however they say it. Anybody that didn't board up their windows has their windows broken out right now, and anybody that did board up their windows has graffiti all over. So,
one
company I saw called LCL was a two-story building, and it was on a corner, and it probably had 75 windows in it, and every single one was broken.
Well, they're stimulating their economy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like I said before,
yeah.
Violence and destruction doesn't make your point heard any louder. So why are people doing it? Oh, just to be destructive, It's an excuse.
Well, I'm not down with that.
What nobody's saying, Maury, is they're doing the last resort, which is property destruction, before actual revolution. Now, they've already tried to storm the presidential palace once in the past 6 hours. They're going to do it again because it's just now getting dark there.
Yep. Cover of night. Well, yep. I never have quite understood that. And what the only thing I think is more inexplicable is if you're a prisoner and you're locked in your jail cell and then you set your mattress on fire. That is
right.
There is where logic fails me. There's got to be something going on with you to do a thing like that. Well, anyway, you got to be willing to commit suicide or something.
Now, like I said, to me, guys, this is the most surreal scene. Peace, joy, and revolution.
Well, you know what? Didn't we all know? I mean, I hate to say this. I am no genius. I am no guru. I am no prophet. But I mean, really seriously, couldn't you smell that this coming for a long time? It was going to be one of two things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Either the deep state was going to win it all, and we were all going to wind up serving caviar to psychopaths. The ones of us that were left living, or there was going to be a violent revolution. But there was really, when you get right down to it. Who actually really thought there was going to be a peaceful resolution to this? When you think about it, there can't be.
Well, no, there can't be. We know, if we just look at this country, guys, we know it's not going to be peaceful.
Well,
look at what happened right after the election, not the last election, but when Trump was voted into office. Everybody was waiting for this past election, which in reality has not changed a thing. The Democrats won 30 seats in the House. So what?
Well,
the Senate's where the power is.
Right, and I keep seeing all these posts, and I'm not sure what to believe anymore. I know they're suggesting that the target was always the Senate, and Q even told the final number before it happened. How in the heck they would know that? I guess they have such decent inside information. They also knew they were going to lose the House, but it is suggested that at some point during the coming indictments for treason and pedophilia and all that, that the House will be overturned again, which I'm wondering if that isn't a bedtime story told so I can go to sleep at night.
The 260 indictments have been leveled against the people in the House. People that are sitting in the House or will sit in the House.
Let's open them up. Let's open them up.
Well, things are happening. What was it? The company that McAuliffe chaired, who was Hillary's campaign advisor.
Oh, yeah.
Three of those people have been charged with trying to embezzle $8 billion from DOD. Now, these indictments are one person removed from Hillary.
Right.
Okay,
well, you know some of them got a canaries. Well, you know some of them got to talk, right? They got to cut a deal.
Well, from what I understand, everybody already has all the information.
Well,
when I say everybody, the people that count. You and I don't.
Right. Well, Uncle Donald, if you're listening and you want to get me something for Christmas, I will take, I'm cheap. Just say 200 treason hangings. I'd sell for 100, seriously.
Well, what I also firmly believe is if something doesn't happen by the end of the year, high-profile arrest, military tribunals, I think Trump's going to be sunk. I truly do.
The Patriots are beginning to doubt. It's been too long.
And I'm one of them.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, is he seriously thinking about letting this slide? I mean, I don't think most decent Americans want this to slide.
No, they don't. Nobody does. Everybody, or at least nobody I know does. Everybody I know wants justice, and they want it yesterday.
Well, the problem with letting feral cats live is they'll be back tomorrow. You know, you might relent, not pull the trigger on the thing, but I promise you, if you do not, you're only going to live to shoot them another day. And that's the problem with letting deep staters go, is that they have they have no inclination to relent.
Oh, you're right.
They're gonna stay after you until they got your blood. So
right. And I don't know. I've heard speculation that Trump has been very low-key because he's afraid of assassination.
But he
went for the job, though. You know, he took on the job.
So he knew that this was a death sentence when he took it. I really have got to, I've got to give the man just huge kudos. I mean, think about the steel... Harry boys, sorry about that. Think about how much manhood this guy's got, taking a job to benefit us, knowing that it might very well kill him. That's amazing. And the man's richer than God. He didn't need to do this. So can we?
No,
can
I honestly don't believe he. I think he ran for diversion. I don't think he believed he'd win.
Well, if he's that goofy,
don't believe he.
Well, that's not what Melania said. She said if you run, you will win. Maybe he didn't believe her. But my point would be, the man. I think we have to suggest that whatever else he is, he's a patriot.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you might not agree with everything that comes out.
In on here.
Go right ahead.
Right. What do you think about all this that's going on? Maybe she's on mute.
I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Yep. You loud and clear, sweetie.
Okay. I think Trump knew that when he ran, he'd win. That help?
Say that one more time. I misunderstood you.
I said, I think that Trump knew that when he ran, he would win. And I do think that the people that have broken the laws here in Washington, I think that they should be arrested, you know.
I want to see Debbie Wasserman Schultz convicted for the murder of Seth Rich along with John Podesta.
Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to go to Glenn in Philadelphia on line 5 when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back to Radio Model. We've been talking about a few different things this morning already, but we are going to our caller now, Glenn in Philadelphia on line 5. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Tim, Lori, and who else is there?
Rick.
Hello. Good morning, Rick. I heard you guys talking about the Trump administration, and a lot of thoughts. I feel exceedingly sorry for President Trump. He, the man is not a genius. The reason I backed him is because he is a nationalist, and that is the single most important thing to cling to is nationalism, because once the borders are eroded and open borders are attained, and global governance is the worst thing we could ever see. It will make possible the rise of the Antichrist, and these things are just going to be very tough. And he is surrounded.
He's surrounded by
subversives and manipulators on all sides and backstabbers. Kelly, who is just leaving as chief of staff, has tried to run, has tried to dominate and manipulate. I hear how virtuous this guy is. Oh, he's a great man and a Marine general. Yeah, but he's also an alpha male dominator. He likes to give orders and have them followed. He's been trying to run Trump from day one, rather than assist and facilitate what he's trying to do. So I can understand why that went sour.
Trump needed an executive administrator, not a Marine Corps general. As a Marine Corps general, John Kelly, in my opinion, was one of the very best. But as a chief of staff, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, he did not need to be in there as chief of staff.
Well, one of the big problems is, okay, you talk about an executive administrator. You know, executive ethics ain't what it used to be. It's hard to find a principal, you know, and in Washington, we're probably talking a lawyer, businessman, you know, someone like that. But, I mean, you know, Trump needs someone who's not going to try to dominate, manipulate, and control him to listen to what he has to say. Trump's had some good ideas. The economy has done generally pretty well, much better than it did under Obama and would have done under Hillary. And in this last midterm election, I was hoping a lot of people would vote Republican because they're voting the economy. You know, they would. But if the Fed decides to subvert him by raising interest rates and scuttling the Dow, they can make him look bad going into the, you know, the 2020 elections. And I can think of one particular person who I think the Democrats could manage to get into the presidency. And I will not mention the name on air because I don't want to mention the names of people who could be viable alternatives.
Sure. But Trump, you're talking about a female, aren't you?
Yeah, don't say it. I'm telling you.
All right, okay. So I won't.
But yeah.
We're all talking about the same person, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't say it.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not going to say it. But if Trump could, and if he manages to keep going, if he were to be run for re-election and win, it would take, you know, an act of God and his own personal, you know, his own spirit being buoyed and supported, and it would be out of sheer commitment to trying to keep the country from ruin. You know, so I respect that in him. He's not a perfect person, but he's a nationalist. And I think he's far, you know, I don't want to say lesser evil. I think his presidency would be far less damaging than anything else we would get. You know,
that being said,
did any of you hear Vice President Pence speak at the Herbert Walker Bush funeral proceedings this last week?
I did not.
Pence is an exceptional public speaker. Now, I don't know if he wrote his speech all for himself or what. But the man, I mean, this guy is like the kind of speaker you would see at a Toastmasters organization. You know, Toastmasters is a speech-making group for manager type. This guy is like, I was stood there and I'm like, wow. I was truly wowed by his public speaking prowess. And he was exceptionally good. That being said, he could be easily manipulated if he were to run and win, he would end up being a neocon, you know, a Republican, you know, Republican in name only, you know, rhino.
Well,
he would be a neocon rhino. He would be controlled by that faction.
Well, that is precisely what I was about to say, is that you do know that Robert David Steele, who's quickly becoming one of my favorites, ex-CIA, etc., hates this guy's guts and swears he's doing everything he can to undermine Trump. And if, in fact, he is elected, he is, and he won't become a neocon, he already is. That's Robert David Steele's opinion. Just telling you that.
Yeah, and he would take the conservative Christian Zionist faction, you know, with him. And I hate to say this, all things considered, even that would be a lesser evil than Hillary or a far lefty populist on the Democrat side. You know, even Pence would be a lesser evil. So it's, you know, I wish to God there were some ethics in the hearts and minds of these people populating these offices up on Capitol Hill. People always say to pray for Trump. Pray for his advisors, pray for Congress, pray that God would send this guy some people who aren't going to stab him in the back. And have you noticed that we haven't been terribly much at war for the past 2 years? We've had that stupid air base attack with the cruise missiles, and some goings on in Syria and stuff like that. But overall, we've not been at war the same way that we were been at war constantly in 8 years of Obama.
Right.
You know,
we are absolutely correct, Glenn. And to me, you know, since reason my son, Kelly, is getting ready to deploy again, I am very happy for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Glenn, thank you for your call. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival Show here on RBN, and we've been talking about a few different things today. Rick, what do you think about Glenn's comments?
I like Glenn's comments, and I think we spent a little bit of time over the last month talking about the difference between nationalism and globalism. We are in a battle, not just all over the world, but here in the United States, between, and we talked about Cold Civil War last week. The Cold Civil War is just a local version of the global phenomenon, which is the fight between, in my opinion, good and evil, where, you know, we have constitutionalist people who like what the work of the founding fathers, they like the way this country was constructed. In my opinion, it is the greatest country on earth, and if you go back in history, I think you'll find that we are the greatest country that ever was. You had Macron about a month ago during the summit coming out and trying to humiliate Trump by making a speech suggesting that, well, look at his country, I guess it didn't, trying to suggest that nationalism was some form of spiritual distress, selfishness, and all of this kind of thing. Well, of course, that's what the globalists are going
to
say.
He even went to the word treason, Rick.
Sure, well, yeah. And you know, and like I said a week or two ago, nationalism, the Italians love being Italian. They're very proud of it. They make no bones about it. The French love being French. You know, they're very proud of that. Why is it supposed to be evil when we're proud of being American? I don't think anybody on earth's buying this, do you?
No. No. Nobody's actually believing it, I don't think.
Well, so they set this country on fire for them. Right. They're wasting all those BTUs, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm watching this video out of Paris right now. The wind is really whipping up so much so that tear gas is not effective. But I'll tell you, if one of those buildings catches on fire, you're going to have blocks and blocks of, burned down buildings.
I'll tell you what, when I was in the service, I was riot gassed 6 times. And I got to tell you, if you've ever been riot gassed, it's worse than pepper spray. But
oh yeah.
You can get used to it, but you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. No, I've only been hit with it once, and that was during anti-nuclear protests when we were guarding the front gate of Groton, Connecticut submarine base. You know, I'm young recruit, you know, cannon fodder. That's the only time I got it. Thankfully. Don't worry. Follow up on Glenn's comments.
He made some interesting points, you know, but I have to agree with him on quite a bit of them.
Well, I do too. And the one thing I believe is Trump is going to have to dump Pence at the next election.
Yeah, and I don't care if he does. You can come up with someone better. Well, we have talked about over the past year any number of things. We talked about water. Whoa. We have talked about
Harry's
water.
Online.
Yeah, I know. we have talked about cleaning water. We talked about food storage. Canning, salt curing stuff. We've talked about gardening and the livestock and the symbiotic relationship between the two, coffee roasting. Now is winter. If you're having a hard time gardening, remember you can do microgreens and plants in the house. We talked about God. We talked about financial and civil disorder. We talked about, what we haven't talked about is defense, security, and firearms. I know we don't have time to do all that, but I would like to mention, did you bring a chicken in the house?
No, that's Jerry. No. I just said Gary's on the line.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Jerry.
Jerry, bro.
Sorry about that, Rick. I can't. They keep following me. I've got too many restaurants.
Oh, man. All right. No, that's okay. I couldn't understand what the heck Kim was up to. And Jerry, at the risk of sounding mentally challenged, JDS of TX. Oh, God,
okay.
I know. It's so embarrassing.
Okay,
JDS.
Listen,
hold on. What's after TX? I don't know.
Okay. Kim's going to like this. It's J as in Jefferson, D as in Davis, S in Stonewall, Oscar Foxtrot, Tango X-Ray, at gmail.com.
I swear we didn't get that far. I don't know why. Well, I knew it just couldn't be .com because I figured you didn't have your own JDS server, although I began to wonder who the heck you were. So I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You know, this guy could be...
Well, it may be .rooster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. .rooster.
Yeah, they get on the keyboard, they'll send all kinds of emails. They love sending emails.
Yeah. Well, you'll get some answers out there.
Well, yeah, I was wondering.
What they do, they'll jump up on
you guys need to quit blowing smoke up everybody's shirt.
Oh, man. I've been smoking bay leaves this morning. Did we say something that got to you today, Jerry?
Well, I don't know if it got to me or not, but I'm going to put an analogy about what Trump is up against. Yeah, you saw those videos here the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Those poor store workers trying to get the door open with the hordes coming through on the other side? That's kind of like Trump fighting the deep swamp.
Well, yeah. I agree with that analogy.
You know, our Barbara Trump. Did y'all ever see that movie with Cheech, born in East L.A.?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, and finally for him, for him to get back into the United States, what'd he do? He got a mass invasion, and the Border Patrol run the other direction. But that's basically what Trump is up against. Every time he eliminates one or two in a deep swamp, there's a dozen that takes her place. I mean, you know, people, and I get frustrated. He's made these promises. I read this all the time. He's made these promises. He's going to do this. But every time he gets one leg under him, he gets the other one kicked out from under him.
Yep.
And, he has kept a lot of promises, though. He's been able to make things happen.
Well, there's a deal before the Ninth Circuit Court in California for the Border Patrol shooting tear gas to deter the hordes trying to get across the border. There's a lawsuit pending on that, unless there's a lawsuit that the United States need to send medical aid and food and what have you, those are camping in Tijuana. No, that's not our problem.
That's not
going to
happen.
I certainly hope not.
I don't think it's going to happen. Here's the thing. I think you're going to see that idiot group of judges, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, start to tone down. The word on the street, from what I hear, is there's some federal judges going down, too. And my guess is Ninth Circuit Court is where they're going to start.
Not any time too soon. There's been a discussion about breaking up that Ninth Circuit Court anyway into two or three more circuits, which wouldn't hurt my feelings any either, you know. But
I agree.
I just started looking at it, considering it, something for backup power for communication and what have you.
Okay.
A buddy of mine mentioned this the other day, a couple of days ago. Do y'all have those automatic gear feeders up in your part of the country where basically 55-gallon drum? Okay.
Yeah.
There's 12 and 6-volt batteries, rechargeable batteries with solar panels.
Yes, there
are. I'm gonna crunch some numbers, and I got it. He's a electrician, and I'm gonna I gave him homework assignment to crunch some numbers on being able to have a small backup power supply to recharge handy talkies and maybe he called it I can't remember that. I've got a Yaesu FT557D, which is a mobile ham radio, which uses very little energy. Something to be able to operate something like that and keep up to half a dozen handy talkies charged.
Yeah.
Let me interrupt you, Gary.
Yeah.
Let me interrupt you, buddy. I've already done this on our camper. We used to be on the county fair board, and we would have to stay out there at the county fair. And where we liked to park really didn't have any electricity. So what I did, I took the solar charger off a deer feeder. I bought a replacement one. It's what I did, 12 volt. I mounted a battery box on our camper. I ran that 12-volt charger to it. I put a diode on it so the juice could only go one way.
Right.
You know, it could either come from the truck or it could come from the solar charger. That was 5 or 6 years ago.
No trickle drain. Yeah. Okay.
Right. the battery on that camper is still charged.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll trickle charge. That's what they do.
Yeah. So, you know, I know for a fact it works, and I just heard a repeater in the background. You got your radio on now, don't you, Jerry?
Yes. Matter of fact, that's the buddy I gave the homework assignment to. But, I want to be able to operate, you know, maybe 8 to 12 hours a day, have that Yaesu. Yeah. You know, it's everything from, you know, to 77 meter, 2 meter on up to, 80? Maybe 160 meter. You know, a lot
of it. You know, the way she transmits, the longer that battery will last,
exactly.
But I would recommend not using the deer feeder batteries. I would recommend a deep cycle, marine grade battery, 12 volt. You know, where if you have a cloudy day or three, you can still transmit and receive off that battery as long as you're not drawing a lot of other stuff off of it.
The only drawback on having this is with the lead acid. You got that sulfuric acid and whatever you got to deal with. I'm thinking about something on a sealed basis. And there's some other batteries out there, but
in
a bug out situation, you know, maybe run a couple little LEDs and this sort of thing. What were you saying, Rick?
Well, I was going to say, they got these people that run these massive banks of that run all the lights off of the railroad, the signal lights. They have banks and banks of sealed lithium ion batteries. And if you've ever looked inside one of these trailers, it's just racks and racks of these things. And how they know which one goes bad, I don't know, but they do, and they'll just pull it out. But you can get those rechargeable. Sealed batteries too. You can.
I'm
looking at small, compact. Not a huge. I'm just minimum use. You know, minimum. Energy supply. But anyway, that's interesting to know that you've tried that, Tim. But anyway, some interesting things on the political scene is coming down. I don't know what to tell folks except pray for your president, pray for his administration, pray for the other rulers throughout the world that they govern in such a way that we can live quiet and peaceful lives.
That would be different, especially on a global scale. You know, and when the Creator returns, I hope we can have that happen. I truly do.
I do too. Anyway, I'm gonna ease on out here. Rick, I keep checking every day for my emails that you've been promising me. I don't know.
Next. Well, I keep screwing them up. During the next break, I'm gonna go down. As a matter of fact, what am I doing? I'm sitting right at the big computer right now. I'm gonna fire one through and see what happens.
Okay, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm not outside, so I'm at the computer, so I can do this right here.
Well, you thank me. I'm dyslexic and I can't spell, and have a hard time. It takes me a long time to read and comprehend things. So, I'm not complaining. But anyway, y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Jerry.
We'll talk to you next week. You sounded better, Tim.
I'm feeling better, a whole lot better.
Well, good.
I just sent your email, buddy. Go have a look and see how I did.
Okay, I'll check here in a little bit. I'm still outside.
Let me know. If you email me back, I'll tell everybody.
If you get an email back, it works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me when the economy's going to collapse, too, when you email.
Do what now?
Just tell me when the economy's going to finally collapse when you email me back, and I'll share that.
It'll collapse when it collapses. That's yeah. all I can tell you.
Yeah, that's
but,
exactly
Lauren, right. you stay warm and have a good weekend.
You too.
Well, happy Texas.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Y'all most well.
Have a great
call
weekend.
Call back anytime, buddy. All right, folks, we're getting ready to go up against a break here in about just a few seconds. We are taking calls, 1-800-313-9443. Today is pretty much open lines. The whole 2 hours, we'll talk about anything you want to. Be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We've been talking about different things this morning, and right now we actually have a caller on the line. We have Art on line 9. Good morning, Art.
Hey, morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. You said we could talk about whatever we wanted to talk about, so...
That's true. As long as it's related to prepping, survival, self-sufficiency, yes.
Oh, okay.
Or what's going on in the world today?
Well, because you know, Trump was mentioned earlier, and I kind of wanted to...
Yeah, go ahead, let's go.
I wanted to kind of get your thought on something. You know, it seems like just whenever Trump starts to show that he's actually got something going on upstairs, he comes out and he does something just absolutely stupid. And
I agree.
Kind of makes you question, does he actually have a clue what he's doing, or is he just flying by the seat of his pants? And what I'm
Go ahead, Art. I'm sorry.
What I'm referring to is this latest tweet of his when he says, totally clears the president, thank you. Now, he's referring to these court documents that were just filed by Robert Mueller, which talks about individual one, and individual one just happens to be Donald Trump.
Correct.
And it's like, so here is a document that does, well, kind of raise some questions about Trump, but it's like, Trump, did you even read this thing? Do you even know that individual one is you?
Right. All right, let's talk about this. All right. Mueller is saying that Trump broke the law. The only way Trump could have broke the law in what we're talking about is if he used donated campaign funds to pay off these women. Okay? If he just paid them off, that's not illegal. If he used campaign funds, that is illegal. Now, my question is, if they don't have Donald Trump's financials, which apparently they don't, how do they know what funds were used?
Well, according to the document, looking directly at it, it says, in or about January 2017... Cohn left the company and began holding himself out as the principal attorney to individual one, who at that point had become the president of the United States.
Roger
now, that does bring Trump into question. So, you know, my
ethically
thing,
or legally, in your opinion, Art?
Technically. Maybe not legally,
okay.
But technically it does bring him in. But the thing is, Trump is it seems like Trump is trying to say that this completely removes him from the picture. And I don't
see
how that...
Hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, Art. I'd like to continue this. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.